Greetings, fellow tech seekers. Sean from Silicon Theory here, and this is Silicon Theory Radio. Wherever it is that you're listening to us, whether it's on anchor.fm or your favorite podcast player, thanks for tuning in. I want to talk a little bit today about the demise of several of Google's chat platforms, which can be both a bad and a good thing. Google has had numerous attempts at creating an iMessage competitor and has failed miserably pretty much every single time. And now we have the acknowledgement by Google that some of these attempts were ill-fated and in vain, and they are going to be moving on. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Hangouts, what's going on with Allo, and what should be happening with Android Messages. So tips have been coming out recently, most notably from 9to5 Google, that Hangouts, Google's largely enterprise-focused currently platform, is going to be going away, and the consumer side of this was both an SMS and web-based application that would allow you to communicate with a number of different people. I myself use Hangouts for a very long time, and it had its issues, and this is largely why Google migrated people or tried to migrate people off of the regular Hangouts client and towards a different messaging service, which I'll touch on a little bit more later on. But Hangouts, although still largely used by a number of consumers, has been pushed towards the enterprise market with Hangouts Chat and Hangouts Meeting. I forget what the separate piece for that is for video calling, but there is still basically an enterprise-focused client, and Google is really pushing people from the consumer standpoint off of that. Now, under normal circumstances, they probably would have pushed people to Allo. And if you don't remember what Allo is, I wouldn't blame you, because not too many people did. It was introduced 2 years ago, and also at the same time as Duo, Google's most excellent video calling app, and it was seen as the new iMessage competitor. However, it did not handle SMS, and as such would not be able to be a big hit here in the United States because, unfortunately, SMS is still the default messaging system for the vast majority of regular texting clients. Now, I've used a number of other different clients, including Textra, which I found to be excellent, but ultimately, I really prefer a native Google solution, and enter Android Messages. So Android Messages is an SMS client for Google. It's the native application. It's not great. The service isn't really that robust, but it does get the job done. And as has been promised, it is now going to support RCS, or the Rich Communication Services, which is mostly a back-end thing, and Google is in the process of working with carriers to get RCS rolled out in a form that they are colloquially referring to as chat. Good idea there, Google. But the end result will be that most of the new features of the Rich Communication Service will be built into Android messaging, and once your carrier enables it, it should be good to go. AT&T has done that here for their clients in the United States. Verizon has done it for Pixel phones, allegedly, and T-Mobile has said that it's going to be coming at alternate times before the end of the year or early in 2019. So, what does all of this mean? Well, Allo has been announced as being discontinued because nobody used it and it didn't have SMS capabilities anyways. Hangouts is going away and it's going to be pushed and focused more on an enterprise client, and Android Messages is still only half-baked and can only really get the job done with SMS clients until all of the carriers participating in this new chat profile, the chat universal profile, I should say, until all of those things are enabled. Why the carriers aren't doing it is a bit of a mystery. They've often pointed fingers at Google, and Google has said, listen, we've developed the profile, it's deployed, you got to wait for your carrier to roll it out and support your individual devices. So it's kind of a CF. It shouldn't be that hard, but it is. And Google really hasn't developed a unified messaging platform service because I don't think they know of any way to serve ads on it. And as we all know, Google is an ad and search business. It's their core business, and it's generated them millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars over long periods of time. So, yeah, they build Pixel phones because they can sell them because it's a way to get search via Android into your hands. Yes, they've developed these other clients because they want to be able to serve you ads. And if you're using these services, they can find a way to get you ads. But if they developed a single unified messaging service, there isn't any real way to serve you ads right now. iMessage doesn't have one. WhatsApp doesn't have a service for ads, although I'm sure Facebook would very easily like to monetize via ads that particular app. But by and large, I think Google doesn't care because it's not going to really benefit them in the long run. It's not a hardware-focused enterprise, which would help them in search, like the Pixels or the Google Home or the Google Home Mini products, which are relatively inexpensive, and the Pixel devices aren't inexpensive. But they serve a purpose. They serve a lever into people's lives that will push them to use the Google Search and the Google Assistant more. A messaging service doesn't really do that. It, quite honestly, doesn't really do anything for Google. And so I think their somewhat lackadaisical attitude is a direct result of their business focus. As the end consumer, yes, we want all of our things, our technological toys, to work well and to work splendidly with everyone else's technological toys. But the simple fact of the matter is Google is a business that's a for-profit company, and their business is making money, not necessarily making the end consumers happy. And so I think we may still see the rise and fall of a few more messaging services before Google ultimately can find something that the majority of people will use. But I have a feeling it's probably going to be a long time before we get to that point. That's the show for today. Thanks for listening. As always, remember you can find all of our written content over at SiliconTheory.com. Follow us on social. We are at Silicon Theory on the Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And check out our video content over at YouTube.com/C/SiliconTheory, or just mash the link in the bio. Thanks again for listening. And remember, as always, we will talk tech soon.